You're listening to Drumming for Justice with Flood the Drummer.
Hello, everybody. I'm Flood the Drummer. Thanks for making time to listen to Drumming for Justice. It's Wednesday, July 25th. Just yesterday, an Australian journalist appeared on a news program and discussed the topics of babies, an avant-garde parenting trend wherein children until age 4 are raised in a gender-neutral environment. The children's pronouns are them, they, and their rather than him or her. NBC News on July 19th published a story on Nate and Julia Sharp, who are keeping their children's biological sex a secret in order to shield them from gender stereotypes. Condemnation of this parenting trend is widespread, with some calling it child abuse. The Australian journalist, Daisy Cousins, who was on an Australian news program yesterday, said that the concept of babies is millennial parenting by virtue signaling. It's presenting something that's niche as the norm. Joining me to discuss this idea of babies is Ike Raw, a Philadelphia father, shock jock, and founder of the Justice for David Jones Coalition. Welcome back to the Drumming for Justice podcast.
Yeah. What's up?
So listen, man, we got to get something started from the very beginning. Because this is the new code of conduct. It's July 25th. I'm instituting a new rule. I would like you, whenever we are having conversations on here, or even in person, to refer to me by my preferred pronoun. Can you do that? Preferred pronoun is daddy. Will you call me daddy?
No, I don't know.
Respect my pronouns. That's what we're here to talk about today, respecting pronouns. I want to be daddy. I identify as a 65-year-old man named Ralph, and I want to be called daddy. You won't do that?
I don't even like calling my own dad. Fuck that.
So how do you feel about this concept of pronouns before we get too deep into it? I mean, I told you I was downtown 2 weeks ago at City Hall, where they had the occupation for ICE, and some lady, I shouldn't say that. Look, some person, gender neutral, some person asked me what my preferred pronouns were. And of course I knew what she was talking about, but I kind of played stupid because I kind of wanted to emphasize how ridiculous I think the concept is. But, and I also wanted her to explain it to me. And I said, well, what do you mean? She was like, well, you know, like for me, like I'm they and them and there. And I was like, oh, so if I was to write about you, I couldn't call you a she. She was like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. And it seems
up, Flood. Not to cut you off, but you said she was like. You can't say she was like. You got to say it was like.
Now, growing up, calling somebody an it was disrespectful. It was insulting. Yeah, if you say like, yo, man, it's like, yo, what the fuck? I'm a person. What the fuck you mean it?
Times have changed.
The fucking times. That's an understatement. I mean, that's a goddamn understatement.
The things that we thought were vulgar years ago are accepted now.
Okay. Well, listen, I brought you on because you're a father and you're one of my favorite podcasting partners. There's this trend, or at least the media, certain leftist media wants us to believe there's a trend, a parenting trend called babies, where people, mostly millennials, it seems, are raising their kids without assigning them a gender and when referring to them in gender-neutral pronouns. On the 19th of July, NBC News wrote a story on Nate and Julia Sharp. They're raising 3-year-old twins, Zyler and Kaiten Sharp, and they are, you know, here's a piece of the article. Is Zyler a boy or a girl? How about Kaiten? That's a question their parents, Nate and Julia Sharp, say only the twins can decide. The Cambridge, Massachusetts couple represents a small group of parents raising babies, children brought up without gender designation from birth. A Facebook community for these parents currently claims about 220 members across the U.S. Of course, 220 members in a country with with hundreds of millions of people is very, very niche, but it's still something that's getting a lot of attention and that people are responding really strongly with. I know you read this story. Does Nate and Julia Sharp win Worst Parent of the Year award?
Well, I wouldn't say worst because, you know, the year's still young, but, you know, they're definitely in first place.
Absolutely. Now, why do you think so? Why are you so against this?
I mean, let's be real at the end of the day. I mean, we touched on this a little bit earlier about as far as how do you go as a parent? I mean, like telling a child, letting the child say, well, I'm not going to, you know, say whether my son's going to be a male, my daughter's going to be a female. They're just going to grow up and say them or they when they are they going to be homeschooled, first of all. We got to talk about when they go into schooling, you know, as well as we all know, society, a lot of people in society does not accept this. A lot of people in society teach their children to not accept this. A lot of people in society don't understand this. So my thing is always a parent.
Well, let me just say, to you, to your point on Twitter, right, you know, soon after this article came out, Think Gooder on Twitter at StillJohnCA, he writes, someone, the child to decide what gender it is. Are we against bullying or not? Why not just tie a pork chop around the kid's neck and let it loose in a pen full of wild dogs? They're going to be homeschooling these children so they'll know nothing ever. Sheesh, hashtag dumb fuck.
Yeah, well, there it is. You summed it up really good.
And this is the kind, I mean, we had this conversation, you and I, when we first got on morning radio at the beginning of the year. And we kind of framed this as, is it child abuse to withhold the child's understanding of gender growing up for 4 years and to send it in the world where that parenting technique is not, first of all, it's not widely embraced, it's not understood, and you are almost absolutely making your child susceptible to bullying more so than any child would need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I got into a discussion with this with some people on social media a couple of weeks ago. They were telling me it's the parents' right. It's the parents' decision as long as the parent is loving the child, right? Mm. So I said at the end of the day, you know, what about the child who grows up when the child becomes old enough to understand that, wow, mom or dad, why did you, I'm not to say that you hid this from me. Why didn't you teach me about, I mean, male, female? Why didn't you let me make the decision on my own? What about those children who are possibly going through mental anguish because of the things they went through as a child about bullying and, you know, being name called, you know, just about the lifestyle that they live in? Maybe they wanted to be something else, but the parent, right. But the parent is telling them, well, no, that's not the way that we do things. I mean, it's a lot of children that's going through stuff like that, that possibly have committed suicide behind stuff like that, that been kicked out of their homes because they wanted to conform to what their parents wanted them to do. Mm. I mean, it's a lot that goes into the, my thing is, I believe as a parent, your job is to protect your children, to nurture your children, to do whatever you have to do to make sure your children have everything they need to be successful human beings in this society. And when I say human beings, emphasis on human beings. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's be real about it. Like, just like we said earlier, so are we just going to teach our children to just ignore biology? Just ignore it.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, people are trying to frame biology as if it's like a social construct or gender is a social construct. And it's like, to me, it's like biology, the idea that you're born male or female, is it's almost like you're learning your ABCs. That's the basic fundamental of biology and human and is that you're born a female, you're born a male, and, you know, depending on some rare occasions, you may be a hermaphrodite and born with both genitals. But we understand at the very earliest of ages, hey, you know, in kindergarten, right, but we got a boys line over here, we got a girls line over here. Now I will say I understand some of the resistance to gender stereotypes. So I don't want to write this whole idea off as absurd, because the concept of, okay, you know, okay, you're a girl, so you got to play with pink, the color pink. You're a boy, you got to play with blue. Okay, all the boys get to play with the fire trucks and the G.I. Joe, and all the girls, you play with the jump rope and the kitchen equipment. And yeah, you're the prince, you're the principal. Well, actually, I don't agree with that. I don't think boys should be going to school dressed as princesses. But I think there are some ideas of, oh, boys can't do this and girls can't do this, that people want to resist against And I think it's okay. But I think they just take it too far.
Yeah, I mean, I just went through this with my son the other day. He was outside with his sisters. They had the doll babies out there. He was out there playing with the doll baby. Put the doll baby down. Boys don't play with doll babies.
So you're one of those parents who do force on their child gender stereotypes. You think boys should play with army figures and G.I. Joes and wrestling men and not baby dolls. You don't see any of that problematic?
No, I'm not saying they should play with, trucks and whatever. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is this: you're a boy. There's no reason for you to be wanting to play with a baby doll. What are you trying to do with a baby doll?
But you force a gender stereotype on your son.
No, I'm asking. I asked him, why do you have a baby doll? He don't know. He's just holding it. I said, what do you want? When a girl's holding a baby doll, what's she doing? Playing with the baby doll here, looking at the baby doll, doing whatever you're saying. So what I'm saying is, if you want to hold the baby, what are you doing? What makes you hold the? That's what I'm asking.
He had given you a real fun, real succinct answer, you would have let him go on playing the baby doll.
Absolutely.
But let me ask you this: is your predisposition? Do you believe that boys shouldn't play with baby dolls?
Absolutely.
You do believe that.
Yeah.
So you do believe that?
No, you got.
Let me just finish this. You do believe that there are gender stereotypes that boys and girls should assign themselves to? Fundamental gender stereotypes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So boys don't cry when they fall off their bike, they dust themselves off. You know, girls, they shouldn't have to lift up heavy stuff.
No. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. No, boy, listen, my son go through the same thing. Like, if he fall, he cry, he get down, I'm like, yo, you all right? Boys cry, just like I say all the time. Okay. Remember I was talking about that. I said, that's the problem. A lot of fathers, we teach our son, yo, stop crying. You what are you doing? My son crying, he crying. I want to know why he crying. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm not telling you never supposed to cry. I want to know if I see him fall off his bike, well, he running, he fall, and he crying because he fell. It hurt.
Yeah.
If somebody tell him, oh, I don't want you to play my game, you can't play the game with me, he start crying. No, what the fuck is you crying for? It ain't nothing to be fucking you be crying about. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going through something, crying is an emotion. That's what you feel. You cry. But you ain't crying because somebody don't want you to play with them or somebody don't want you to go with them. No, fuck all that.
So let me ask you this. If your son wanted to do his sister's hair, would you let him?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. You're more progressive than I've given you credit for. I'll admit it.
Yeah, I tried to do my daughter hair before. It didn't work out right. But, man, I got to put the ponytail in the hair because my wife couldn't do it. She was at the hospital with my other daughter.
So let me ask you this. What gender stereotypes do you believe in?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what you mean, gender stereotype. I'm not into the, like, I don't think I'm a vicious, like, stereotype. I don't think a man should use a woman's bathroom. I don't think a woman should use a man's bathroom, like, shit like that. Like, is that a stereotype? Like, unless it's an emergency.
So this whole concept of babies is that they don't want their child to grow up having to assign to traditional gender stereotypes, which is what I just said. Some of the things I said, like, so boys are supposed to play with the trucks and the G.I. Joes and the wrestling figures and get dirty, while girls aren't supposed to get in the mud. They're supposed to be sitting on the steps with the baby dolls or jumping rope. Boys aren't supposed to jump rope. Boys aren't supposed to be playing in the makeup or playing house and wanting to be the mom.
Yeah, see, that's all bullshit. You know what I'm saying? See, my thing is this. Your child, I don't teach my children that shit. You don't have to say, well, we're not going to identify with a gender, so you can do whatever you want. Well, your child could do whatever they want anyway. If they feel like that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. I'm not going to tell my daughter or my son, wait. If my son say, hey, dad, you man, I want to do hair. I want to be a fucking hairstylist or whatever. I'm not going to tell him, no, you ain't supposed to be, boys don't do hair. Like, what the fuck?
If your son is on a block playing house and he wants to be the mom and dress up like a girl, you would be okay with that?
No, he's not dressing. See, now that's the bullshit. You know what I'm saying, why is you dressing up like a girl? What the fuck is you dressing up like a girl?
Well, he wanted to play house. I used to play house all the time. And if he just chose, oh, I'm going to play house, but I'm going to be the mom.
No, why you want to be the mom?
Because he wants to.
You can't be a mom. You're a male. Male, you can be the father. You can't be the
mom. So that's when you go into gender stereotypes or just gender. This is what it is. Not necessarily a stereotype, but this is what it is. You're a boy. Yeah. You can't be a mom.
Right. You can't. Now, if you're an actor, if you're playing a play, you dress up like a woman and you're playing a role as a woman, that's something different. But if you're talking about, oh, I just want to act like a mom, I want to be the mom. No, you ain't. What the fuck you mean? You want to be?
Would you let your son dress up like a princess for Halloween?
Say that again.
Would you let your son dress up like a princess for Halloween?
Fuck no.
So these are gender stereotypes. These are the type of things that I'm talking about. Now I wouldn't either. But
why? Listen, like, why would I let my son dress up like a princess when he could dress up like a prince? It makes no sense.
But because he wants to be a princess. He feels like he's a princess.
No, he doesn't.
I'm just saying hypothetically. this is what Nate and Julia Sharp, the parents who are raising their children as babies, are trying to avoid. They think their children should be able to choose and discern anything they want. And I was watching Fox News, Tucker Carlson. Believe it or not, I do watch other news other than the ones that I agree with. Oh. I happen to like Tucker Carlson and Ben Shapiro, both, who this week took on this issue. Tucker Carlson said, what other important life decisions do we allow four-year-olds to make? We don't even allow people to vote until they're 18. They're not allowed to drink until they're 21, but they could pick their goddamn gender at four?
It's crazy.
Is it just me or is that absurd?
Nah, I mean, it's absurd to some people, but to some people, it's being who we are as human beings, Flock.
Mm. Shout out on Twitter to It's Jack Jack, J-A-X-J-A-X. He said, babies, it's a real thing. These gender-confused fucks need to be put down. Mm. That's pretty harsh, right? Orphaned Annie _Orphaned_Annie says, apparently we no longer use the term baby. Now it's a baby. Can't wait to have my next grand baby. Then she writes a sketch. Stranger, is it a boy or a girl? Me, not sure yet. Waiting for it to tell us once it can talk.
Wow.
Francis Soto on Twitter at FrancoSoto27. Babies, they be crazy. They be more concerned about their public image than their kids. They be in need of help. That's what they be. That's actually really, really funny.
People going in on them.
It's been more condemnation than there has been acceptance of it. And, you know, I was just, I think babies may be a bridge too far. I think in 2025, maybe the world will come around to it. But I think right now people are just kind of like, I don't understand the concept of giving birth. And then when the baby is born, saying, oh, we're going to wait until it's about four or five. And when it tells us how it feels, then we'll give it a pronoun.
This is just ridiculous. Like, so what?
And
so
of
what
course, this is more white parents that you've seen doing this, and more millennial parents who are like ultra liberal, who believe in this concept of everything's a social construct, and you got to resist against almost everything. It's almost like being a rebel without a cause. That's what I see this baby thing is. Again, now I say there are some gender stereotypes where, hey, if my son wants to go to the Halloween party dressed up as a princess, why is that a problem? That's not what I'm saying, because I don't think boys are princesses. Boys are princes and kings, and women are princesses and queens. That's just how it is. And I am not going to be the one to rail against hundreds and hundreds of years of structure, of not just structure,
normalcy,
legacy and bipartisan understood legacy. From the earliest of times, we knew that there were boys' clothing and there were women's clothing. And these are what boys and men did in society. And these are what women and men did, women and girls did in society. For God's sake, even the Flintstones, they had different types of fucking animal clothing for the men and the women. It's always been this way. Even the pharaohs, the gods, the Egyptian gods. Can you imagine if Queen Nefertiti said, actually, I'm king. Call me King Nefertiti. And just call me Nef, King Nef. Because I'm Butch. I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is 2018. We have to stop the bullshit. Pick a fucking gender. Fuck your pronoun. Come on with this bullshit. It's either male or female. If it has a dick, it's a fucking male. If it has a vagina, it's a female. Simple as that. If they have both, then it's a hermaphrodite.
Well, it's interesting you brought that up, because that was one of the things I was thinking about, is how do you talk to your child about genitalia and good and bad touching? And because if you're going to be like, I mean, you know, again, you know, you piss, you learn how to pee. I mean, you learn I don't have a kid, so I'm trying to. I've been a teacher, so I understand where kids are around 4, 5, and 6. If you are raising your child until 4 years old, when do children start talking? About 3, right? 2.5, 3.
No, children start talking like. Some kids start talking like 1, like 18 months, 16 months. One. Okay. Some kids start talking like.
So by 3, you're a pretty good talker?
Yeah.
Can you remember just, do children automatically know, hey, I'm a boy? Or is it because their parents are telling them they're a boy that they do things that boys do? I'm wondering, like, did you emphasize certain things on your son when they were being raised to make him understand, hey, I'm a boy?
Yeah, that's what you do. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, and then certain things that they get. I mean, they already know. Like, you know, my daughter, my daughter was born first, so I mean, her mom as a female, so her raise her. She see what her mom do. She see what her, as a mom grows, she grows. She see stuff her mom got. She got too. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So that's how I go.
Mm. Okay. So yeah, boy clothing, right? When forever when we're having one of those things, baby showers. Are you having a boy or a girl? So I know which clothes to get it. What these parents who are doing the babies, they don't think it matters. There's no such thing as boys and girls clothes and boys and girls toys. It's just clothing and toys.
Well, here's the good thing about that, Flood. That you don't have to do too much shopping. You're not going to be in the fucking store long because you can bring them any fucking thing. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
As long as you got the right size.
And if you have twins, you could just share clothing. It's like, well, just buy them anything. They're size 3.
Right. Doesn't matter. Go in the boys section, girls section, go into their section. It doesn't matter.
See, I think my biggest problem with the concept of babies is, again, we don't allow 4-year-old children to make any other life-altering decision. We don't allow adults until they're 18 to make certain life-altering decisions. We don't allow adults of the age of 21. Why? How is it that the age 4 has become the age of accountability when it comes to gender? What scientific qualitative information is this based off of? Or is this just some liberal social justice warrior bullshit where people are just looking to say, what else new can I do in the world?
Yep. That, you hit it right there, Flood. That's what it is. Everybody's coming with these new fucking ideas, these new fucking just want to be accepted bullshit. Like, come on with the dumb shit, man.
So I think, and again, not only that, I don't think at 4 years old, a child understands boy or girl. They are relying on their parents to inform them of how they should behave. This is what boys do in society. And you don't have to do toxic masculinity. You don't have to, you know, force that upon your child or upon your boy just to explain to them how they should act as a boy. No, and maybe you and I, Ikey, are part of the problem, right? Because we think that there are ways boys should act in the society and there are ways that girls should act in society. But again, Ben Shapiro, who is a conservative columnist that many people call racist. I actually like listening to him. He said a very interesting thing that I agree with that I have wanted to vocalize, and he just said it better than I could. He said, you know, you got these women, these feminists who go around, they're talking about rape culture on campus and in the place and the whole Me Too movement and that men in society should do more to protect women and that it's men's job to protect a woman and that women are vulnerable to certain, susceptible to certain things and that we need real men in the world who are going to protect their women. And then on the same tongue, these same feminists will say, oh, I don't need you to open the door for me. I don't need you to do X for me. I don't need you to protect me. I don't need you to stand on the outside of the street, you know, like men are supposed to do or men were raised to do. I can protect myself. I don't need you to assign a gender stereotype to me. And I'm thinking, you got to have one or the other. You can't say you want men to protect you and men to be the stalwarts of society and to be out in the streets, written in the neighborhoods of violence and crime and all this, and then on the same tongue, say, I don't need men.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up, Flock. And they don't look at it like that, but they don't understand. But when you call them on the bullshit, then you're wrong.
Mm.
Like, it's either or. Like, do you fucking hate men? Do you want men to protect you, stand with you? It's like, what is it? If you're really, really against men, be the fuck against men. Don't fuck with us at all.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Kevin McCullough of Amplifying, Kevin McCullough of KMC Radio. He's one of the part of the Blue Check Twitter. He's a binge thinker, he says. He says, and he's sharing the article about the babies. He said, this is called child abuse. It's not cute. It's not tolerant. and it actually prevents the child from knowing truth. They need parents to help form development and thinking as much as biology. These parents are lazy, uninformed, misguided, and abusive.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up with the dumb, man. The sharps, you some fucked up parents. They are. Like I
now,
said,
of course, Broderick Greer from NBC, formerly of the Washington, formerly of NBC, I believe, currently of the Washington Post and Tween Vogue. He is a queer person, and he shares the article about babies, and he says, "I am here for it." And so, of course, the queer community and the social justice warriors community thinks that this is a great idea to raise babies.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I don't know anybody in my community, Aki. I don't know if you do. I don't know anyone personally that thinks this is a good idea. And maybe that's just saying something about my social circle, that maybe they're mostly Black, you know. I mean, they consider themselves liberal to a degree, but still have some conservative values. I just think that the people who are doing this, babies, didn't grow up the way you and I grew up.
Yeah, I mean, I have some white friends as well, and you know, they're pretty much not down with this shit either.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they don't get down with this bullshit.
All right. Well, listen, I want to hear your thoughts. If you're out there, of course, you can leave your voice comments on this issue of babies on Anchor. All you're going to do is hit the callback feature and leave your voice comments. We'll feature in the next episode. Or you can tweet your thoughts to me at Flood the Drummer or to Ike Raw 1977. We'll retweet it and talk about it at the opening of our next episode. Again, we're talking about babies. It's a very easy concept to articulate. It's about raising children without a gender until age 4. They use the pronouns they, them, and their. It's easy to articulate, not so easy to understand. Ike Raw, last thoughts on the topic.
I'm, you know, it's just fucked up how we are here in 2018 and people are saying that they're going to allow a 4 or 5 year old child to decide what they want to be called, what they want to be referred to, how they feel as far as their gender is concerned. And you have people who really support this bullshit. So at the end of the day, hopefully these people will come to their senses and we can stop abusing these children and stop putting these children through this mental anguish that they go through. Because like I was having a conversation before, we need to do research on this and see as far as children who was raised like this, you know, where are they now? You know what I mean? Yes. Where are they now? Were they 20, 25? Were they older now? Like, what's going on with them now?
Well, it's such a new concept, and that's a really interesting point you bring up. It will be interesting to track some of these babies from 2018 and look at them 10 to 12 years from now and say, how did they perform academically? How have they been socialized? Are they shy? Exactly. Have they been bullied? You know, what are some of the mental issues? Do they suffer from depression, identity crisis? Do they have multiple identity disorder? Are they able to, you know, integrate into their school environment in a way that most kids are? Or are they introverted? Are they, you know, kind of the misfits of the school? It'll be interesting to see. And again, I am very sensitive to children who are bullied because I've taught in the classroom. I know how cruel children can be, especially when they don't understand something. And I just think for a parent to say, I'm going to let my child pick its gender. And then when you have a child who has a penis and that child at 4 says, okay, mommy, I think I'm a girl. And you allow that child with a penis to go to school dressed as a girl and demanding to use the girl's bathroom. It's just confusing to the rest of those kids in that class. It's creating a burden upon the teachers and the school infrastructure to try and cater to your bullshit.
Well,
biology exists.
Yes.
You know what? Biology exists. There's certain things you can make up, recipes included, but biology exists. You got a penis or you got a vagina. And when you're 18 or 21, you can cut the motherfucker off and pick which one you want. But until then, it should be what it is. And if we are really going to allow these babies to blossom and to go mainstream, then we should allow 4 and 5 year olds to vote. We should allow 4 and 5 year olds to get gun licenses. We should allow them to drive. We should allow them to drink. Because clearly, they are of a reasoned mind, because if they can pick their own fucking gender, they should be able to vote for president.
Absolutely. Well fucking said. Absolutely.
I am outraged.
The new hashtag should be biology exists.
That and fuck your pronouns.
Right. Fuck your pronoun. Pick a gender.
I mean, my hashtag, and this is what I'm going to tweet this along with. And that, look, Ikey, let's prepare ourselves. We're going to get some blowback from this episode. You and I are going to get some shit from this, right? The LGBTQ community.
Absolutely.
But I want to have a hashtag. I'm going to start the movement. Hashtag genitals matter.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Flood the Drummer, across social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Flood the Drummer. You can read my writings on facebook.com/TheRealTBO Inc. That's Inc as in incorporated, facebook.com/TheRealTBO Inc. Subscribe to Drumming for Justice on iTunes. Leave a five-star, leave 5 stars in a comment. And of course, we want you to leave a voice comment on this because I know this is one of those topics that everyone has an opinion on. Ikey Raw, you can follow him on Twitter at IkeyRaw1977. Subscribe to his podcast, Raw Talk with Ikey Raw, on iTunes, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and wherever else podcasts are available. You can follow him, of course, with the hashtag. What's the hashtag again? Fuck your pronouns. And you can follow me with the hashtag genitals matter. Until next time, for Ikey Raw, I'm Flood the Drummer, and I'm drumming for justice.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.